Accelerating Changes to Strategy with Cotter's Accelerate. In Accelerate, a book on the official list of resources for the CPIM exam, John P. Cotter spells out a process for helping strategic change occur in a timely and agile fashion. Cotter argues that in the current global environment that features exponentially increasing rates of change, organizations that fail to respond quickly to threats or opportunities will be left behind by those that do. He describes how the various traditional organizational structures are necessary and very useful for keeping medium and larger organizations functioning and executing, but these structures tend to have lost the entrepreneurship and agile innovation ability that makes startups so great. Rather than attempting to do away with these established and very effective and efficient organizational structures, Cotter argues for the development of what he calls the dual operating system, sort of a left-brain logical side, right-brain creative side system. Dual operating system. A dual operating system is one that retains the current organizational structure, which can take many forms, such as a traditional functional hierarchy, a matrix organization, or a project-driven organization, but deliberately adds a second organizational structure that operates in concert with the existing one. This is a network organizational structure. A network structure mimics the characteristics of the entrepreneurial startup. Network relationships form spontaneously as a need arises, but these relationships shift and change quickly and dynamically as different needs arise. Network members come from a cross-section of the hierarchical layers of the organization depending on the skill set needed, but the network itself has no hierarchical layers. Top management needs to champion, launch, support, and sustain this network to give it legitimacy, which is vital because the network is not part of the hierarchical structure. Exhibit 1-42 shows how there is a division of responsibilities between the hierarchical organizational structure and the network structure. Cotter sets out the following principles of a dual operating system, paraphrased here: broad internal team base. People from all organizational levels are recruited to drive big changes, rather than relying on just the traditional personnel choices for strategic planning. Only internal staff are used, consultants are omitted, get to, rather than have to volunteering. Existing staff are given the opportunity to volunteer, with the main rewards being experience, which can help with promotions, and the privilege of involvement as a change agent. People are not volunteered. Heart plus head. Members are recruited and change ideas are sold by appealing to emotional motivations, like being part of a bigger cause, rather than relying solely on logical persuasion. Leadership is the key. While management and leadership are necessary, leadership is the key to capitalizing on big opportunities. Inseparable left and right brains, the hierarchical and network systems are not separated since they share individuals. This also means that the new system does not increase payroll. There is a two-way continuous flow of ideas and information between the existing and network organizational structures, greatly enabled by the persons who are part of both systems. A dual operating system, like any novel change, requires change management to succeed, including training, creating small successes that can be highlighted, and eventually becoming part of the organization's culture. Big opportunity and 8 accelerators. Cotter's 8 accelerators are a set of principles that relate to a change driver he calls the big opportunity. A big opportunity is a new idea. It could be an agile reaction to an emerging threat, a way to capitalize on a market opportunity, a new line of business to pursue, a new business model or methodology, a new product, and so on. What distinguishes a big opportunity from other potential changes or improvements is that it is a solution or opportunity that will create lasting benefits into the future rather than just addressing present problems. It would be difficult to achieve the change without a sustained impetus. It is something that people can get excited about. It still has to be an idea that top management agrees makes great sense. The big opportunity still needs to be aligned with the organization's mission, vision, and core values, but it is not just a reiteration of those ideals. It may be aligned with the current strategy or may be the impetus to change the strategy. Cotter's 8 accelerators are designed to turn the big opportunity into action more rapidly than an established hierarchical system can. The 8 accelerators are paraphrased here: big opportunity and urgency. Determine a big opportunity and create a sense of urgency around it, getting buy-in and enthusiasm from as many people as possible. People who feel this urgency will be thinking continually about how to advance the goal and how to sustain its urgency. Guiding Coalition as change agents. The first big opportunity helps form the core of the network, as a guiding coalition forms to help win this opportunity. These core members will be change agents who want to lead, feel passionately about the big opportunity, and have something to contribute. As the team forms, it will need guidance to understand how a network needs to differ from a hierarchy so that they keep that entrepreneurial spirit, rather than starting to build a hierarchy within the network, for example, a focus on budgets, project management, roles, etc., vision and inspiration. The network forms a vision for the big opportunity and develops related strategic initiatives. The initiatives worked on first are those that most inspire the guiding coalition. Legion of Volunteers. The network grows by creating an army of volunteers who can devote a portion of their time either on an ongoing basis or just for a temporary period. They help create buy-in and get things done. Cotter's research indicates that a network made up of 5 to 10% of the total workforce is sufficient to make a well-functioning network. Volunteers need to be vetted for both the necessary level of commitment and the ability to help. The ability to help could take the form of relevant knowledge or expertise, strong relationship-building skills, and a strong network of relationships or possession of influence and credibility. Obstacle and duplication avoidance. The network's members focus on removing obstacles to ensure rapid progress on the big opportunity. They also pay close attention to initiatives on the hierarchical side to avoid duplications of effort. Credibility through wins. The network proves its worth by creating quick wins as well as bigger wins that have strategic relevance. These wins are highlighted and celebrated to help the network gain credibility, even starting to win over managers who either did not support the dual network concept or did not volunteer to help. Self-sustaining network. The network sustains itself by recognizing and supporting numerous sub-initiatives, which provide the quick wins described in the prior principle. It also continues to look for the next big opportunity and continues to recruit new members based on the needs. Institutionalized, successful initiatives are incorporated into the organization's hierarchical organizational structure so they can be sustained and institutionalized. This includes integration into the organization's policies and procedures, metrics and enforcement, and eventually the culture, as the culture becomes one that supports change as a necessary element of thriving in a rapidly changing world.